One of the keys to the ascension process from an energetic standpoint is to allow your energy fields to open and move freely. This ability to move more energy and master positive movement of that energy comes through cultivation of your feeling nature. Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, I'll be talking all about the upgrades we are receiving to our 5D emotional bodies, as well as how that relates to our ascension process. I'll also be referring to one of my favorite books, The Hathor Material, and find out what the Hathors have to say about this topic. I'm excited to dive right into this episode, so let's get going. Hello, dear beautiful souls. We are on the other side of the Lunar New Year, so happy New Year. I know that many of you have felt that beautiful dragon energy dropping in, and it was so fun because I noticed that it was a lot more gentle than I had expected. Not only did I feel that in the dragon activation that I assisted with, done by my friend Queenie and Carla for Star Mothers Worldwide, but we also felt that in our February 12th planetary gridwork gathering. We were talking about this very beautiful, gentle kundalini energy that I feel that the dragons have brought forward. So you'll have to let me know in the comments how you've been feeling, how your body has been processing. And speaking of the body, of course, the main topic for today is the emotional body. Now, if you listen to my February 2024 monthly energy update, you may remember that that was a hot topic for this month, specifically the 5D emotional body, because what my guides dropped in was everybody, no matter who we are collectively receiving upgrades to the emotional body. And what these upgrades, codes, and activations are doing is they are assisting us in releasing any programming that is kind of constricting us with regards to the 3D and 4D emotional body. And we are being lifted to a different state of existence by really fully understanding how the 5D emotional body works. Now, this was very interesting that this topic dropped in, and I was excited to dive into it because many of you know that the end of January, I would say like almost all of January 2024, was quite the emotional roller coaster for many of us. And that's why the idea of this 5D emotional body and the idea that we would be able to better understand how all of this worked was a really wonderful support to what we had been through in January. And interestingly enough, as luck would have it, but it's not really luck, it's spirit, it's divine timing, I just so happened to go on a trip around the time of the Lunar New Year, so not very many days ago. And I had a book on my Kindle that I was meaning to read. Many of you have heard me talk about the Magdalene manuscript by Tom Kenyon. And at the same time I purchased that book and downloaded it, I also purchased the Hathor material, knowing that it was something that I thought would be of assistance for me, and I thought the information would be helpful. So I'm on this trip and I have a little bit of downtime where I can read. So I open up the book and I start to read it. And lo and behold, Chapter 3 is all about feelings and emotions. And I am just reading this book going, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it's all about what I felt this theme for February 2024 was about. And my guide said, yeah, I mean, we could have given you this earlier, but it was really fun to just see your reaction to the fact that this is way tons of confirmation for you. And I also knew there was a reason I was reading it. And one of the reasons was I wanted to bring it forward in a podcast message for you. Because many of you know that I'll talk about, I mean, I only have like 20, 25 minute podcasts in length. And so I talked about it for a few minutes in my February monthly energy update, but I want to really dive into it a little bit more. Not only that, but I feel like I'm calibrating, and many of you are calibrating for this weekend, if you're listening to it right when I publish it, on February 17th is a 5D emotional body group activation. I did open up one-on-one sessions this month for the 5D emotional body activation, and many of you have taken advantage of those. So that's wonderful. There might be one or two left in the link below by the time you get to this, if you're still interested. But for those of you who feel drawn to experience this in a group setting, and that's always really powerful, I am actually offering this 90-minute workshop or group activation on Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific. So you can check out the details in the link below. And as I said, I feel like the information I'm bringing through today is really assisting me personally, as well as you listening, to calibrate and prepare for what's coming. So essentially what I'd like to do today is explore some of the themes and topics that are presented in the book, read some different excerpts, talk about those. And I also feel, this is kind of going to be interesting to identify, but here's what I feel. More and more in my regular Ascension Message episodes, I feel like an underlying theme is codes. So if you remember my February energy update, I felt like I was bringing in codes. And then the next Ascension Message after that, the one I published like a week ago, I kept feeling like there was more than just what I was saying in English. And I needed to pause and let everybody integrate. So I want you to remember that as I am navigating through and journeying through this podcast episode with you, take some time to breathe. If you feel like you need to pause to fully integrate and digest what is being presented, it's more than just words. It's more than just information. It's energy too. And that being said, I'm going to transition us into the topic of the 5D emotional body by sharing with you a little aha moment I had while preparing for one of my Starseed Gridwork community gatherings. If you have not heard about this community, it is an incredible container where we get to co-create on almost a daily basis. I'm in there commenting, interacting. We have 3 virtual gatherings every month. We have a 90-minute monthly energy update and 2 75-minute gridwork gatherings with all kinds of themes that are really keeping us in this beautiful connection energy that I think has been missing for a really long time. I know that a lot of people like to study on their own and be independent with their spiritual growth, but this was a time where my guide said, together we are stronger, and that's why I created the Starseed Gridwork community. Typically, everything that I bring through for individuals in my podcast, just for the general public, somehow relates to what I'm doing as far as gridwork goes for Gaia. And there was no exception with the February monthly energy update. As I was dropping in to channel the live energy update for the community that is most of the time it's surrounding the planet, not just individual like ascension messages, but I really felt Gaia's 5D emotional body activation was also being facilitated this month too. And the way that I saw it was really interesting. My guides kind of painted this picture for me that I want to share with you. It's all about the feminine and the masculine. And one of my grid workers, Esteban, had mentioned something to me as we were preparing for the energy update, because he's one of the grid workers specifically supporting the container there. And I had said to him and to Veronica, the other grid worker, I said, listen, what's dropping in for you? I said, I feel the nervous system of Gaia coming through. And I knew it was related to the emotional body, but then Esteban said, well, it feels like it's not just like a system, like we could see it like the veins in our body. He's like, it's almost like it flows everywhere. And then I sort of started tuning in and my guide said, absolutely. And then I remembered in the Magdalene manuscript where it talks about the electric piece, that's the masculine, and the magnetic piece, that's the feminine. And when you come into unity consciousness, that's the electromagnetic. And so what I started to realize was that with the grid of Gaia, she's also integrating and bringing into sacred union her divine masculine and divine feminine in a electromagnetic way. And this connects to the emotional body, because the way that I felt this happening was there was a grid and a structure, the masculine piece, through which the energy could flow, the emotions, and the more feminine piece. But what has happened, and it can be experienced at the personal level, individual level, is that we not only sometimes are a little lopsided, but when the masculine is all set up, ready to go, really wants to hold the support for that feminine flow of emotions, sometimes the feminine is afraid to let them flow. And so the masculine can't do its job, and vice versa. Sometimes the feminine wants to like flow and feel these emotions, and the masculine is not set up for that. The masculine has not gridded, and there's some disconnect to that. And so I was being shown this at the level of the planet. And if you join the community, you have access to all the playbacks that we've had. The February 12th experience was really cool because what we got to do was we worked with the baby dragons, and the baby dragons were activating the emotional body of Gaia very gently, very gently. It was a very soft activation. And I started to see how it expanded and extended through all parts of Gaia. And then, of course, having done that, I was reading the Hathor material all about feelings and emotions. And it really painted that same picture in a little bit different way. So as I'm dropping in this information, once again, there's energy behind what I'm saying. You are going to receive your own personal downloads. And that's why I recommend that you also take and have a journal beside you when you listen, because it's nice to be able to pause what I'm bringing through and let your own intuition come through with different information that's pertinent to you. So any point in time, you have permission to push the pause button, and don't ignore those seemingly random thoughts that pop in when you're listening to an episode. It most likely has something to do with it, even in a roundabout way. Don't ignore that. That's how you develop those clairs, is you let those little whispers have some attention. A lot of people think they're going to be, you know, given this like fire hose of information. And I say, well, that wasn't my experience. That's not how I developed my clairs. It started by listening to the quiet voices and the quiet information, the quiet feelings in the body. And so that's just a little tip. A little tip. If you have any tips, drop them in the comment section. That's one thing I love about the YouTube. I know they don't always have that on Apple Podcasts or some of the other podcast platforms, but on YouTube, you can see what other people have written. It's really nice. All right, we're going to hop into the Hathor material. The link to this book, you can purchase it on Amazon, Kindle, is in the comment section below in the description. And I'm referring to chapter 3. I'm going to be reading some excerpts of the book and then bringing in information. I also feel like this podcast episode is going to be a little different because I think I'm going to bring in more light language than I normally do. So put on your seatbelt, get ready, open and receive. So taking a deep breath, the Hathor say, we would like to share a concept that will greatly accelerate your evolution. It has to do with what you term feeling. For us, there is a distinction between feeling and emotion. Feeling includes the physical sensations that you experience, both the physical sensations of the sensory world and the physical sensations of the inner or subtle worlds. We define emotion as a combination of feelings along with thoughts about those feelings. For instance, if the weather is cool and overcast, your feeling nature will report that particular information about the environment. Your feeling nature receives this information through your body's nervous system. In addition, your subtle bodies receive information, all of which translates as a feeling. If you happen to have a negative thought about it being cool, overcast day, then you might judge or decide, this is a dreary day, and you might find yourself having a depressed feeling. This occurs because you have responded judgmentally to a neutral feeling received, in innocence, through your feeling nature. Interestingly, someone else might really enjoy a cool, overcast day and be uplifted by the very thought of it. True feelings are neither positive nor negative. They are simply neutral reports, a kind of barometer about what is happening in your own energy-responsive and energy-attuned world. Your feeling nature is an attribute of your emotional body, which is closely tied to your ka. Your emotional body is a field of energy that surrounds and interpenetrates your physical body. When something activates your emotional body, it begins to vibrate in specific ratios, setting off energy flows which stream around and through your physical body. If these flows are strong enough, they can be physically felt within the tissues of your body. Thus, the stronger the feeling response, the stronger the physical sensation will be. One of the keys to the ascension process from an energetic standpoint is to allow your energy fields to open and move freely. This ability to move more energy and master positive movement of that energy comes through cultivation of your feeling nature. I'm going to end the quote right there. So just take a deep breath. I'm also going to bring through some light language to help us really receive those words at a subconscious level. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So bringing back that information into your awareness and reflecting on it. What I said in the beginning about how I felt Gaia and the masculine holding space for the feminine to flow through. You can see what I'm talking about as it relates to what the Hathor said. So essentially, the energy fields or grids, when they are in good condition, they are open and connected, and they're, I want to say rehabilitated, because some of our energy fields have been kind of brought into a difficult state just due to programming. But when those are upgraded, right, when we do what we need to do to help them become repaired and refurbished, then the emotions can flow through those reactions. And so that's a really fascinating piece of all of this puzzle. And I don't even want to say that it's a puzzle, because it's a beautiful partnership, isn't it? I want you to take your mind back to what was said regarding feelings being neutral and being received in innocence. And when I read the word innocence, it reminds me of my sacred initiation journey offering. And that's something I talked about in depth last week. Our container, our temple doors, are open until February 22nd. And one of the core pieces of sacred initiation journey is returning back to a state of innocence. And it's interesting, because when we were in Kauai last September at the Star Mother's New Golden Age of Lemuria Conference, we played a song. We felt drawn to play a song, and the song was Return to Innocence. And if I remember right, that was my friend Flo. And ever since he played that song, it just keeps coming back over and over again. And if you don't know what song I'm talking about, I'll leave a link in the description and you can check that song out. But the idea and the concept of receiving from a state of innocence and no judgment of the feelings that you're having really allows you to open yourself to this flow. Now, there's more that the Hathors share in this chapter 3. And just to recap a little bit of it, there's a really significant piece, and it's interesting because I'm publishing this podcast on the day of Valentine's Day, which I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about. I'm not going to go into that. But energetically, most of us understand that Valentine's Day seems to be centered on the idea of love. And whether you're in a place in life where you're focusing on self-love, or there's a relationship there with loved ones, whatever it is, this idea of love. And so I'm going to read a little bit more, another excerpt from the book. And I want you to keep that in the back of your mind as you're receiving this. Your emotions have an effect on health, which is being more clearly demonstrated and documented in your sciences. And there's one vital, specific, and positive resonance that takes place when a person feels a certain kind of emotion. An emotional vibratory field called unconditional acceptance or unconditional love. This sets up an intercellular resonance that positively affects your DNA, making it stronger and helping it code information more precisely. This positive resonance actually emerges whenever you feel the emotions of unconditional acceptance or love. Allowing the energy of unconditional acceptance and love to move through your emotional body activates a process of profound healing and balance. Take a deep breath. One of the most fascinating parts of this chapter that really hit home for me and made me think about things completely differently was that the Hathors say in the ancient temples of Egypt, an initiate on the path to higher consciousness would go through different initiations, each becoming more and more intense. Today, however, your daily life is this process of initiation. That's the end of quote. I'm going to repeat that. Your daily life is this process of initiation. Receive that. And do you know what it's all related to? Awareness of your feelings and your emotional responses. It is, isn't it? It's a very initiatory process of calibration. Initiations, my friends, are calibrations. Initiations help us shift our frequency and our awareness. And that can be done day in and day out through the feeling of the emotions. You know, it was a really interesting piece that was brought up. I'm not going to quote it directly, but they said we are in an accelerated time. So the amount of emotions that are flowing through our body at any given moment is much higher in quantity than it ever has been in other times. I was like, oh, that explains January to a T. So I want you just take a quick moment and give yourself some credit. If the Hathors are saying, whoa, this time is like a flood of rapid fire initiations through emotion, just honor yourself. Honor your body right now. For heaven's sakes, honor your body. Your team effort, you and your body, all your layers of your body working together. Because you would not be listening to this if you were not way showers, my friends. Let me say that again. You would not be listening to this right now if you were not a way shower, which means you came here with an agreement and the purpose of holding certain frequencies and doing certain things to break belief barriers for other people. You know, remember, and the early part of the 1900s, when nobody thought that a man could run a mile in less than a minute. They thought it was physically impossible for that to be done. And then look at all the records that have been broken since then. It's just like that. We are only capable of what we think we are capable of. And when we see people achieving things we didn't think humans were capable of, it helps us to more fully embrace the possibility that we could actually do that too. And whether you are influencing other people consciously or subconsciously, you are absolutely making a difference. I have no doubt in my mind that that is true. Take another deep breath. I feel like it's important for you to digest what's been coming in so far. And I don't even feel drawn to read any more of the book. I'm going to do another podcast episode because there is so much that I want to explore from this book. But I want you to fully integrate what has been said so far and just notice. Start to notice. In addition to that, I actually feel drawn to transmit from the Hathors a light language activation here at the close of this episode. And what I am feeling drawn to do and what they're asking me to do is to project and offer that frequency of unconditional love so that you can really tune into it. Everybody has different experiences in life, and some of us can't really remember any time we felt that unconditional love. So they're here. They're here to remind you what it feels like if you've forgotten. So I'm going to start this music, and I want you to just begin to drop in to soften the body and take those deep breaths as we welcome the Hathors. Yanayoya, Imanayoya, Siri, 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 Umiaya, Yoko, Kidar, Maraya, Somanaya, Yanaya. Hold it for just a moment. Just hold it. Hold it in your field. You are worthy. You deserve this feeling. Mina kasumoro yata. Hinai sikihara tinai. Receive with joy. Receive with joy, receive with joy. Nahanaya, 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 nahanaya. Kush, 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 katasandaya. And just allow your body to begin to sway. Love is a movement. Love is flow. It's waves. its waves. Just like the frequencies of sound. Yes, you deserve it. You deserve it because you are love. You are unconditional love. And that is a truth, a knowledge which radiates from the very core of your being. And even if it's just a little spark, you are invited to let that spark have some space and have some room to grow and expand. Breathe into it, breathe life into it. Giggle into it, laugh into it. And listen to your inner child. Your inner child knows I am love. I am unconditional love. It is who I am, and no one can take that from me. It is who I am. It is safe to feel who I am. It is safe to feel who I am. It is safe to feel who I am. For I am love. I am acceptance. I am love. I am full surrender to love. Can I get in a sati? Yes, very good. Very good, little one. Very good. You are doing it. You are doing it. Yes, you are. Look what you can do. Look what you can be. Yes, 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 yes. Just say yes. I accept, I receive, I remember. I accept, I receive, I remember. I accept, I receive, I remember, I remember. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. This is JJ. I just want to bring our time to completion, but extend to you an offer to allow yourself to sit in this frequency for many minutes. After this episode is over, do not rush this feeling. Do not rush this experience. Hold it, cherish it, integrate it. As always, I'm sending you so much love. And I'm reminding you that I am you, and you are me. And we are we. Until next time. Gyasha Sai.